Now, it wasn't just tobacco where Norwegian Americans made their mark in Wisconsin industry. Lumbering was another place that Norwegians really spent a lot of their time during the 1800s. Now, unlike tobacco, lumbering was something they came knowing how to do. They were familiar with that. They had the skills already when they got here. Norwegian immigrants were in the lumber camps. They were working in sawmills. They were riding the logs down the Mississippi River. They were doing all of that. It was a great winter job for them. When they weren't farming, they could go to the lumber camps in the winter. And this gentleman on the left here is actually my husband's great-grandfather. His name is Albert J. Anderson, and he was a lumberjack. And I don't know why he took a picture in his lumberjack outfit like this, with his heavy woolen coat and his turtleneck sweater on. But I think it's fantastic. Otherwise, how would we know what he looked like in the lumber camp if he hadn't done that? Valdemar Auger actually took a notice of the Norwegians in the lumber industry. He was a Norwegian immigrant who ran a newspaper in Eau Claire. For decades, he ran a newspaper there, and he also wrote some novels. Sons of the Old Country is one of the novels that he wrote, and it's historical fiction, takes place in the 1850s, 1860s, and it's about Norwegians in the Wisconsin lumber camps and Norwegians in the Civil War. Auger was a pretty interesting character, actually, in Norwegian American history. They have turned his house in Eau Claire into a museum, so if you'd like to go visit that, you can learn more about him. He was also pretty politically active. He was a staunch prohibitionist. And actually, a lot of Norwegians were. There were a lot of Norwegian Americans who were very, very opposed to alcohol consumption. And in fact, the Volstead Act, which basically was what made alcohol illegal in the United States, was named after a Norwegian American from Minnesota. So we don't have to claim him. But it was very popular. The prohibition movement was very popular with Norwegian Americans in Wisconsin. And in fact, Auger's newspaper basically was a mouthpiece for the prohibition movement. That's his readership wanted to read that. Norwegian immigrants brought something else with them too that became quite a novelty when they first got here, and that's skis. A lot of Americans had never seen skis until they saw a Norwegian immigrant. So the Snowflake Ski Club is located near Westby. It is one of the final two all-volunteer-run large hill ski jumping clubs in North America. And each winter, they have a ski tournament. It attracts thousands of people to Westby. And the competitors come from the United States, Canada. They come from Europe to compete here. You will never catch me on this. You can go up to 50 miles an hour on that ski run. There's no way I'm doing it. But it was a pretty popular pastime among the early Norwegian immigrants, and it still is today. Skis weren't just for recreation for Norwegians. Snowshoe Thompson was born in Norway. His name in Norway was Jon Torsteinsen Rua. But his family first immigrated to Illinois. Then they went to Missouri. In 1846, Thompson and his brother came to Mount Horeb. Thompson himself was a kind of a wanderer, so he didn't stay in the Mount Horeb area very long, but his brother did, and they still have descendants in the Mount Horeb area, this family does. Eventually, Snowshoe Thompson found himself living at the foot of the Sierra Nevada mountains out west, and his name suggests that he wore snowshoes, but he didn't. He wore skis. He made the skis himself, and he delivered mail on skis between California and Nevada for 20 years. He carried the mail over the mountains for 20 years, and he was never paid by the U.S. Postal Service for doing that. He did it for 20 years and was never paid. Now, if you've heard of him, perhaps you heard his name in a Johnny Horton song that was recorded in 1956 about his life delivering the mail over the mountains on skis. Perhaps not surprising, Norwegian immigrants were pretty prevalent in the shipping industry on the Great Lakes, especially from Manitowoc. Working on the Great Lakes was pretty appealing to Norwegian immigrants because they didn't have to spend as much time away from home working in the shipping industry on the Great Lakes. If they were in Norway, it was a lot of international ocean shipping. But on the Great Lakes, it was just the Great Lakes. So it was a pretty appealing career choice for Norwegians, and they were recruited by a lot of the Great Lakes shipping companies to come here and work for them.